On this eve of the Nativity of Christ, may God's word only be spoken and God's word only be heard. Amen. Please be seated. I ask you to keep in mind verse 20 of Luke's second chapter this evening. It is the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. Now, tonight, if you're expecting some intricate explanation of the doctrine of the incarnation, then you'll have to wait a little bit. First, let me share something else, something practical. I found a way to make Christmas last all year long, or at least a way I can offer the spirit of the season beyond the Christmas season and year round. When my wife Michelle and I store the decorations for another year's celebration of Christmas, I'm always faced with the predicament. What should I do with the Christmas cards I never sent? It's that one time a year folks send a snail mail card to you. And even if most have a simple signature, they are still a tangible connection to a longtime friend, a faraway family member, neighbors, fellow church members. And I hate to throw mine away, but I also don't want to become a Christmas card hoarder of all the other ones. And if you ask me, yes, I'm keeping the Christmas card you sent me. Now, a few years ago, an Episcopal priest friend of mine sent me a handwritten note in the middle of July. I thought that was odd. But he explained in that card that he kept his Christmas cards for a special purpose. Each week, he drew a card from the pile, added the person to his prayer list, and then wrote and mailed a note. This year, I intend to try this myself. And God will hopefully do what God often does, surprise me with serendipity. I hope to hear from the person or family member who received that week's handwritten note. I anticipate that the common question to me will be, how did I know that they were feeling down or had a rough week or really needed some sort of extra encouragement? Of course, my answer will be, I didn't. I had no idea that a friend had a rough week at work or someone was feeling estranged from their family, or that depression had wrapped its claws around a family member here at St. George's. I didn't know, but maybe God knew. I plan to simply pull a card at random and write a note explaining that I was lifting up that person, couple, or family in prayer that week. Then I will remember something about our relationship, you know, things that I admired or about them that had inspired me, and write it on the card. Nothing special, nothing earth-shaking, just an example of one Christian loving another. And I hope to be surprised at church by a hug I might get, or by asking how I knew they were having a rough time. Perhaps I'll receive a note back, but that doesn't matter. Perhaps they had always regretted saying what they did that they thought hurt my feelings many years ago, which I have promptly forgotten about, but it hung on to them all these years. Long ago, I had stopped being mad or hurt about it, but somehow my note gave a little bit of healing to the relationship. I might even be a surprise when someone comes up to me weeping and tells me I could never imagine what's been going on in their mind. And my note coming in the mail reminded them that they were loved and valued. They could be right. I couldn't imagine. I didn't know. Over my life, I have been reminded time and time again of how God works in mysterious and magnificent ways. This ministry of encouragement, I pray, will bring some stillness into my life, my time for reflection, and for expressing gratitude. And somehow, for some people, it might even be a lifeline during this so-called blue Christmas season. I wonder what it would be like to carry out this practice as a community of faith. What if we set aside 10 minutes at the end of our Sabbath, picked out a name on our church directory at random, and wrote a note of encouragement? What if we committed to not only praying for people, but also sending a letter that tells that person that they were prayed for by name? What if each Sunday you take with you the prayer list and write a name on it, a note? I don't know what might happen if we engaged in such an intentional and continued ministry of encouragement and prayer, but God knows. God always knows. Now, I apologize for not giving you some intricate explanation of the incarnation, but essentially, my words I felt were important to you. And if you were expecting that explanation of the incarnation, let me give it to you. Incarnation comes from the Latin word meaning flesh, and literally means enfleshment. It reflects the church doctrine that Jesus was fully divine and fully human, the Son of God in the flesh. It's based on John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and lived among us. Perhaps by writing this note, we will become flesh and truly live among us like Jesus does. Merry Christmas.